Today, I'm going to talk about one of the biggest fears that riders have, the fear of not being good enough. They might come to me and say things like, "No matter how hard I try, I don't think I'm riding to the best of my ability," or "I'm worried that I'm making my horse look bad," or "I'm not doing it justice," or "I'm going to ruin it," or "I'm frightened of making a fool of myself in competitions." So I'm going to unpick this fear and give some tips and advice on how to overcome it. I'm Cherie Russell, psychotherapist, emotional resilience trainer, and riding instructor. And I've been passionate about helping riders to put the fun back into their riding for the past 20 or so years. So, the fear of not being good enough is probably a combination of performance anxiety, also known as stage fright or ring nerves, and what has recently become known as imposter syndrome, the fear of being found lacking, usually lacking in knowledge or lacking in experience. But these are both actually an issue of self-esteem, and self-esteem is our perceived value to the outside world. Our perceived value to the outside world. We all know people who can talk a good talk, who seem self-assured, bulletproof, and even arrogant. And then there are others who just walk their walk, who act from a place of integrity, authenticity, and humility, knowing that they are constantly learning to improve their skills and understanding. So let me ask you a question. As I mentioned, self-esteem is about your perception of your worth. So are you a person who is externally referenced? In other words, are you most influenced by other people's opinion, criticism, or praise? Are you generally a people pleaser? Or are you more internally referenced? And that's when you just know when you're doing a good job in the circumstances, when you're doing the best you can and you can trust your judgment and skills, so you're much more emotionally resilient. After all, your horse is unique in terms of temperament, education, conformation, ability and bravery. And you're the one riding it, and possibly the person training it, and you probably know it best. And you are unique. Your individual life experiences, your skills and learnings have made you the incredible person that you are today. So how would it be for you if you were able to change your focus from being aware of the people around you to being calm and concentrating on your partnership, connection, and communication with your horse and the job in hand? How would that change things? How about giving yourself permission to be a learner? We learn far more by making mistakes than we ever do by getting it right first time. And we're all learning. We all need to go through a stage of our learning called conscious incompetence, where we know we don't know enough. In NLP, we have a saying, there's no such thing as failure, only feedback. So make sure that you've a great, compassionate instructor, and you surround yourself with supportive and encouraging friends, and learn to silence your internal doubter. I teach riders from novice to professionals how to overcome self-doubt and get themselves into their calm and focused zone when they need to, quickly and easily, using a combination of techniques that I can teach in the comfort of an armchair. So if you'd like help to retrain your brain to overcome your fears and put the joy back in your life and the fun back in your riding, please contact me. I'll be happy to hear from you and have a chat. And you can contact me via my website, which is www.equestrian-hypnosis.com, where you can also find free hypnosis downloads and more information, or join me on Facebook to receive more tips and advice. I can also work virtually if you're not able to travel to see me in West Sussex. I hope you found this useful and look forward to hearing from you soon.